Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone for several development projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees in Assam. Security forces intensify anti-terror operation in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir to neutralize Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. New Delhi to host second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting tomorrow to strengthen partnership in five priority sectors. United Nations chief hails India-EU free trade deal, stresses need to support multipolarity for stable world. Nation pays homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 78th death anniversary. And India's Veer Chotrani defeats French player Baptiste Massotti in five-game thriller to enter quarterfinal of Squash Fire Open in Washington. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries. He said the centre has taken steps to make Assam flood-free. He urged the electors to vote in favour of the BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Accusing the previous Congress government of neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as a weapon for its vote bank politics. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. He said earlier, Assam was known for violence and disturbances, but under the BJP government, the state is now known for peace and development.
Earlier, Assam's borders were open to illegal infiltration. After the formation of the Narendra Modi government, first Sarbananda Sonowal and then Himanta Biswa Sarma became our chief ministers. Together, the Modi government and the Assam government have stopped illegal infiltrators from entering Assam's borders. Today, infiltration no longer takes place in Assam.
The Home Minister unveiled the projects in the presence of Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and other dignitaries. Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone for 284 crore rupees second Legislative Assembly Complex and MLA Hostel as part of the government's efforts to establish Dibrugarh as the second administrative hub. Mr. Shah also inaugurated the first phase of the modern multidisciplinary sports complex worth 238 crore rupees and laid the foundation stone for its second phase, which will be constructed at an estimated cost of 209 crore rupees. He also launched a 692 crore rupee project for restoration and rejuvenation of wetlands under the National Disaster Mitigation Fund. After Dibrugarh, the Home Minister will travel to neighbouring Dhemaji district to attend the Taka Mising Porin Kebang Youth Festival as the chief guest, marking his participation in a major cultural event of the Mising community. He will also interact with the BJP functionaries there. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today intensified their ongoing anti-terror operation in the snowbound Chatru belt of Kishtwar district to track down and neutralize a group of three hold-up Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. The operation in the area was launched on the 18th of this month, leading to a fierce gun battle in Sonar Forest near Mandral Singhpura, resulting in the killing of a paratrooper and injuries to seven soldiers. Two more encounters took place between the army and the terrorists at Malidana Top on the 22nd of January and Jansir Kandiwar on the 25th of January, but the terrorists once again slipped deep into the forest area. In Chhattisgarh, four Maoists surrendered today in Sukma district. The surrendered Maoists include two women cadres. A total reward of 8 lakh rupees had been declared on them. The Maoists laid down their arms at a program organized at the Sukma district headquarters in the presence of Bastar Range Inspector General of Police Sundar Raj P, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chauhan and other senior security force officials. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over four weapons, including an SLR, to the police. These Maoists were active in the Golapalli, Konta and Kistaram areas of the district. India Energy Week 2026 concluded today with Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri calling the fourth edition reassuring and impactful. More from our correspondent.
Minister Puri said in closing ceremony of India Energy Week that the event saw large participation from global CEOs and strong interest from international companies, with several deals signed in the energy, gas and shipping sectors. The minister noted that new global players are keen to collaborate with Indian firms. He said India Energy Week has already become the world's second largest energy platform and is unique for covering multiple sectors such as green hydrogen, compressed biogas, small modular reactors and emerging technology. This is Mahesh Sobhade for Akashvani News, Panji.
The second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab FMM to be hosted by India in New Delhi. We have more from our correspondent.
The foreign ministers' meeting is taking place after a gap of 10 years when the first meeting was held in Bahrain in 2016. At the first meeting, the ministers identified five priority verticals of cooperation: economy, energy, education, media and culture, and proposed a set of activities across these verticals. The second India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership. Meanwhile, ahead of the second India-Arab foreign ministers' meeting, the fourth India-Arab senior officials' meeting is underway in New Delhi. With Anand Kumar, this is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with Secretary General of the League of Arab States, Ahmed Abul Ghait, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a wide-ranging conversation about cooperation and strengthening across various domains. The minister said they also exchanged views on the recent developments in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the India-EU Free Trade Agreement fully aligns with the vision of making India a developed country. Sharing an article written by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the government has delivered a transformative agreement that expands markets, creates jobs and protects the country's core interests. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Citing the Free Trade Agreement FTA sealed between India and the EU recently, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres underlined the need to support multipolarity, emphasizing that global problems will not be solved by one power. The UN chief stressed the need to support multipolarity for a stable world in which peace can be sustained. Mr. Guterres also emphasized that global structures and institutions must reflect the complexity and opportunity of the new times and realities. Director General of Federation of Indian Export Organizations Ajay Sahai has described the India-EU FTA as a milestone in the country's export history. He said, with this FTA, India has secured market access to more than 99% of Indian exports by trade value to the EU. Mr. Sahai said, India is going to be benefited with this FTA as EU will be providing market access in around 144 out of 164 tradable services, including business services, professional services and financial services. He said the India-EU FTA is a good development and has come at the right time.
There will be a lot of investment which will flow from EU to India, and EU industries are also likely to gain access to the Indian market. So it's extremely good development, and it has come at a right time when we are seeing huge headwinds in the global economy and Indian exporters are looking for diversifying and de-risking their exports.
Bangladesh's ready-made garment exporters are set to face intensifying competition and mounting price pressure in the European Union after the EU and India concluded a landmark free trade agreement that will grant Indian apparel products duty-free access to the bloc. According to reports published by a local newspaper, the EU-India free trade deal, announced on Tuesday and expected to take effect in 2027, will eliminate the existing 12% tariff on Indian clothing exports. The move is widely seen as eroding a long-standing competitive edge enjoyed by Bangladesh in its largest export market. Bangladesh currently exports garments duty-free to the EU under the bloc's least developed country trade facility, a benefit that will continue only for 3 years after its scheduled graduation from least developed country status in November this year. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will open up all commercial airspace over Venezuela, and Americans will soon be able to visit that country. Trump said he instructed his Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and U.S. military leaders to take steps to open the airspace. He said American citizens will very shortly be able to go to Venezuela and they will be safe there.
Very shortly able to go to Venezuela and they'll be safe there. They'll be safe. It's under very strong control and the people of formerly of Venezuela, some want to go back to visit and they're going to be able to do that. So I've instructed Sean Duffy and everybody else concerned, including the military, that if you would, by the end of today, I'd like to have the airspace over Venezuela. Planes can go to Venezuela opened up.
UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow amid continued US-Russia-Ukraine diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. The meeting followed Abu Dhabi's hosting of the first round of trilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States, underscoring the UAE's growing role as a trusted mediator in global conflicts. The trilateral talks focused on territorial issues, security guarantees and political pathways forward, but concluded without a breakthrough agreement. A second round of talks is tentatively scheduled for February the 1st. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharma Prarthana has been organized at Gandhi Samadhi Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Every year on the 30th of January, the nation honors the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of the country's struggle for independence. In Jammu and Kashmir, a fresh western disturbance is expected to affect the Union Territory on the 1st and 2nd of February. According to the Met Department, the western disturbance will bring light to moderate rain and snowfall to scattered and fairly widespread areas. More from our correspondent.
As per the fresh predictions by the weather department, the higher reaches of Jammu and Kashmir are likely to receive moderate snowfall with fresh accumulation. In light of the forecast, authorities have issued an advisory urging travelers and transporters to exercise caution. They have been advised to check weather with traffic authorities regarding road and highway conditions before undertaking journeys, particularly on mountain routes and inter-district roads. Residents in snow-bound and high-altitude areas have been cautioned against venturing into slippery and avalanche-prone zones during the snowfall period. This is Anukul Sharana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In sports, India's Veer Chotani stunned world number 19 French player Baptiste Massotti in a five-game thriller to secure a place in the quarterfinal of Squash on Fire Open in Washington. World number 49 Chotani beat Baptiste Massotti 11-6, 7-11, 8-11, 11-1, 11-9. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone for several development projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees in Assam. Security forces intensify anti-terror operation in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir to neutralize Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. New Delhi to host second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow to strengthen partnership in five priority sectors. United Nations chief hails India-EU free trade deal, stresses need to support multipolarity for stable world. Nation pays homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 78th death anniversary. And India's Veer Chotani defeats French player Baptiste Masotti in five-game thriller to enter quarterfinal squash fire open in Washington. And with that, we end the midday news.